have an ear full of liberty.
What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of pens and slavery? Forbid it, almighty God!
Listen to Kit Lang on the Patrick Henry Society every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Never sounded so good. Welcome to the Shooting Bench on Survival Circle Radio Network, keeping you informed on guns, news, politics, guns, survival, preparedness, and guns. The tyrant is holding our country hostage, and our freedom is at stake. It's time to take a stand and tell the tyrant, we will not comply. Join me now in the never-ending fight against tyranny, right here on the Shooting Bench. All right, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench, 7th of July, and it's a Tuesday. I'm looking for something here for you that was, I'll find it here in a little bit. Not to worry. I know it's not totally lost. Anyway, a lot of very crazy things going on right now. Amy named off a few of them there. And believe me, there are plenty more that... Before we get started in all that, a while ago, there was some talk about rights at risk. I think it was you that said you didn't like yodeling. I'm sorry, but I do. And there's some others that do here. And the song that I just played was not the song that I had intended about yodeling. This song, I've played it one other time before. It's been a while. This deal right here is the most incredible act of yodeling ever to take place. I like a good yodeler. There's lots of them out there. But this little girl was 11 years old when she did this. Some of you may remember this. This come off of America's Got Talent. You got to listen to this.
What'd you do, Taylor?
I sing and yodel.
You sing and yodel?
Yes, sir.
How did you learn to yodel?
I taught myself from an instruction book and tape.
Why? Why did you do that?
She's 11.
I was 7, and I really liked the sound of it, and I thought I might just try it. It was summer. And so.
All right.
Good. Let's see.
Yodel, 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 yod
Now, folks, I want to tell you right now, that little girl right there has got it figured out. She can flat yodel. She is an amazing, I don't care whether you like it or not, you cannot, you can't deny the fact that that girl right there is incredible. And the fact that she's 11 years old just makes it that much better. She started doing it when she was 7, taught herself from a book and a tape. And people, I want you to know, she knows all about it now. She's got it figured out. What an amazing... I put that video in the chat room for you. You can check it out when you get a chance there. And she's a real cute little gal. Real cute. She's going to be a drop-dead gorgeous knockout when she gets older. But anyway. All right. We talked here just briefly a couple of days ago about the... Ten Commandments were going to be taken down from the state capitol in Oklahoma. Well, the governor says for now that the Ten Commandments can stay at the capitol during the appeal process. Oklahoma, it's a woman. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon said she'll keep the Ten Commandments on the grounds to allow lawmakers time to find ways to block a state Supreme Court decision ordering its removal. So it's not her that's doing this. She has said that she's going to let it stay until they get their poop in a group there. So, yeah, this still amazes me. This is a 6-foot-tall monument that stands out. So what? If you're not Christian and you don't believe in this, that's fine. You're welcome to do whatever you want to do. Then don't pay attention. Don't read it. It wasn't meant for you. This whole separation of church and state thing is retarded. There is no such thing. What the deal is all about is that it keeps the government from... and it's the federal government at that, if you ask me. And of course, nobody asked me. But it's my show, so I say whatever I want to. If we're talking about it... The state or a city or a county should be able to do whatever they want. I understand. I know. I know that if it's a government involved, period, that the Constitution applies there. But, you know, a guy can wish, can he? So they're gonna leave it for the time being while they go through the appeal process. We'll see how all that works out. This isn't the first time this has happened, you know. There's been a couple other places down in Georgia and a couple of other ones that had the exact same deal here. This was installed in 2012. And the complaint said it's a privately funded tribute to historical events, not a taxpayer-funded endorsement of any religion. So... if taxpayers didn't pay for it, the government didn't put it there. Privately funded deal paid for the whole thing, and it's just sitting on the courthouse lawn. Why does that make that a violation of the First Amendment? After this monument went up, there were some other groups, including we talked about this when this happened. The Satanists, okay, we expect them to do something, retards. And do you remember this name? We talked about this on the show. The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Remember that? Well, they applied to erect their own monuments on Capitol grounds to mark what they say are historical events. And the Satanic Temple criticized the governor there for ignoring the state's Supreme Court. So they said that the governor's statement is an open, flagrant expression of her intent to bypass and rewrite state law at her convenience for the benefit of one ill-contrived petty act. Well, that's what the Satanists are saying. So good for her. Glad that this is going her way there. Now, speaking of retards, we have another one here. Or maybe I should say just idiot. There was a... there's a woman that was... said she was going to get the... Oh, wait, this is a different one. Well, let's do this one since it's up here. And you probably didn't hear about this. Just happened yesterday, as a matter of fact. And, of course, it was not a hate crime because it was black on white and not white on black. So black on white apparently is never a hate crime. But this guy walked up in Hollywood and blew this woman's head off with a shotgun. Shot her in the back of the head with a shotgun. And I'm waiting for the details to come up here. Hey, you know, since I'm just, while we're waiting, I just got a little ad over here on the right side of the screen. First time I've ever seen it. I know Satan's hard at work here because there's this ad here for Diet Dr. Pepper. First time I've seen one probably ever on the computer while I'm doing the show. And now that I've quit drinking it, it's up there tempting me. But it ain't going to work. Because when I say something, that's the way it's going to be. All right. Man walked up behind the woman as she walked with her boyfriend in Hollywood, aimed a shotgun, and killed her just after 10 o'clock at night, and stepped into a black sedan and disappeared. The motive, they said, is as mysterious as the guy that pulled the trigger. Detective said that there is no evidence suggesting it was part of a botched robbery. There's no robbery. No conversation between the couple and the guy that pulled the trigger before he did that. He said they just don't know. They have no idea. On one hand, she didn't have any known enemies. On the other hand, it looks like it was directed toward her. So we're looking at all angles. So there's not much to talk about the story, and it doesn't look like until they get some more evidence here, there's not ever going to be anything, because this guy just stepped out of the car, blew her head off, and walked out. I'm guessing that it was probably an initiation type thing, is what I think. They just pulled up random. She just happened to be the one that was there at the time. So if they ever catch them and find them, hopefully we'll get the rest of the story here and let you know what happened. And you guys just have to kind of bear with me here. Everything is very slowly tonight on my computer. So, while we're waiting on this, let me tell you, we went to a movie this afternoon. And I don't usually go in the afternoons like this. And it's not very often that I say that a movie was intense. Matter of fact, what most people say is intense about a movie, I just look at them and say, "Yeah, whatever. It's your story. You can tell it however you want to." And I'm not easily excited by movies usually. There's a few of them that's done that, but we went and just seen the latest Jurassic Park 4, Jurassic World, they called it. If you haven't seen that yet, I'm going to tell you, it was most assuredly intense. It was pretty wild. My youngest was sitting over there on the other side of Amy watching, and she was, her eyes were glued there as big as saucers, and she was rocking back and forth in the in the chair like she was. You see some of these guys with shell shock or something, and she was just a rocking as hard as she could go. These chairs kind of rock anyway in this theater. They got quite a bit of slack in them, and you can, they're built that way. They're not wore out, but it allows you to kind of move around, lean back, and be pretty comfortable in there. Yeah, but I won't spoil it for you if you haven't seen it, and I don't know if you like the Jurassic Park movies. But this is one worth seeing. You don't have to have seen the other three to appreciate this one. Everybody's got kind of an idea of what they're about. You know, it's about dinosaurs, pure and simple. So that's It's a great one to go watch. Okay, let's see if this deal has come up here. This here is a... I've got a couple of these stories like this. Here's a 21-year-old woman, Russian woman, shoots herself in the head while posing for a picture. She was critically wounded after trying to take a selfie. This selfie thing is just ignorant. I can't believe this. But anyway, she's trying to take a selfie with a pistol pressed up against her head at her temple. And had her finger on the trigger somehow or another and pressed the trigger. She had the good thing about... Well, I don't know if it was a good thing or not. The reason she's alive is because it was a 9mm rubber bullet pistol because of where she's at. And but she decided to take this selfie. And so this girl asked the guard there to give her the weapon to take this picture. And he didn't refuse. She took the pistol and started making the selfie and shot herself in the head by accident. Now, he should have refused. Because, as they said, after this happened, the guard said the woman pressed the trigger, the bullet ricocheted off a wall and into her head. Well, actually, that wasn't what done it at all. But she's in intensive care right now. She's critical. Now, what's going to happen now, since this happened in Russia, and probably, I can see how this could happen just about anywhere. The owner of the gun is now facing up to 6 months behind bars. Now, it doesn't say it was the security guard's gun. It just says the owner of the gun. So it may be in the owner of the security company. But it says the owner of the gun's facing 6 months in jail for negligent weapon possession. And it says the letter of the law there states that firearms with the owner absent should be kept in a special safe beyond the reach of those not authorized to use it. So here's this whole selfie thing. Let me read you a couple more of these. Here's another one, Saturday. Guy from Singapore died after falling off a cliff while making a selfie. 21 years old, lost his balance and fell in the ocean. Fell off a cliff while he was on vacation with his friend. He slipped into the ocean. Apparently he couldn't swim because, the water was 15 feet deep where they found him. About a week ago, a teenager was killed in Romania trying to take the ultimate selfie on top of a train. When I first started reading this, I thought maybe she'd gone into a tunnel or something, forgot to duck. Anyway, she was posing for a selfie with a friend when her leg touched a live wire there. 27,000 volts went through her body. Well, that's enough to turn her into a crispy critter. But some guy walking by there warned these two kids about the consequences of this. Then he heard a loud bang as she was electrocuted, went over and tried to help, but couldn't put out the flames. Couldn't put out the flame. Set her on fire. Told you to make a crispy critter out of her. Called an ambulance. Doctors couldn't save her life. Said she was instantly thrown off the train. Later, the police told her they were trying to take the ultimate selfie. Well, there you have it. Okay. I swear. You know, I look at some of these stories, And is it just the fact that we have all these newfangled things, cell phones and selfie sticks, and wheeled vehicles and aircraft and bungee cords and all this kind of stuff? Is that why we're having so many deaths and injuries, or are we really that retarded? I don't get it. And long slide, I don't know if God's cleaning the gene pool or if we're just taking care of it all by ourselves for him there. I don't get it. I don't understand. Anyway, Let me scroll up through the chat room here before we move on and see what's going on. Oh, by the way, there was one person in that movie, in Jurassic Park 4, one person that had any brains. One person that was pretty smart, pretty cool guy. I'm not going to tell you anything about it, anything more than that. But the whole movie was full of idiots, except for one guy. Of course, his little girlfriend, or the gal that became his girlfriend, kind of come around there towards the end of the movie. But anyway. All right, let's move on here. Woman shot herself in the head. This is 4 or 5 days old here. You may have heard this already. We're not going to spend any time on it because I'm sure everybody's seen it. Most of what I do, I try to do just 1 and 2 day old stuff here. But this one, I just got to mention real quick that these bakers in Oregon, remember the ones that refused to make the cake for the Leslie wedding? They've been fined $135,000, and that absolutely blows me away. I don't understand how people say they have the right to refuse service to anyone. You say, how many of you have seen those signs everywhere? Barbershop, soda fountains, and well, they don't have soda fountains anymore, but they used to. And pretty much anywhere, private business, if you don't come in, they don't like you, you're drunk, you're belligerent, you're an anal orifice, whatever, just go on. I don't need your business that bad. Just get out of here. So, to me, if there was ever a case for separation of church and state, this is it. Because the state is telling them that if they don't violate their Christian principles, that if they don't violate their own Christian principles and do what is very much against their beliefs, that they're going to fine them if there was ever a case for separation of church and state. I think that's it. I don't think it has anything to do with putting 10 Commandments on the frickin' lawn. But this is where the government is forcing someone to... you're right, Iowa Cat. There's been a gag order placed against them where they cannot express their opinions on this case. Now, you know, I'm sorry. This really, really strikes home. This is a bad deal. I just don't get it. I don't know. Well, I'm looking at the numbers in the chat room here. I also don't get where everybody went. We got less than half the people we normally have here. Anyway, that is that's a case right there of pure, what is it? Socialism? Is it what is the correct term for that? I don't even know. It's Nazism. I don't know what the heck you'd call it, but it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong, and Oregon. Maybe when they have that earthquake there, and California slides off in the ocean, maybe Oregon will hold on just long enough to slide most of it in there too. But. And Iowa Cat, you're probably right. The next move, probably at this point, we're seeing this happen and they're getting away with it. And we won't stand up. The Greeks stand up. The Romanians, the Spaniards, everybody in their respective country stands up to much less stuff than this. And we won't. What happened to the proud, fierce, American pride, freedom, yakety yakety yakety. Where'd all that go? There was a time when a bunch of us would get together and just go out for an afternoon, decide to throw all the tea in the harbor off of a boat because we were opposed to taxes and opposed to the way things were being done there. So we decided to just make a point and show them. And now, what do? We go have a little rally once in a while. We stand around waving flags and telling everybody, okay, yeah, this is very wrong. And if I'm elected, I'll do this, that, and the other thing. But there's nothing. You know, the closest thing I've seen to something actually happening has been in Washington. But we haven't. And Iowa Cat, you're right, because if they got away with this, there is nothing in the world, nothing whatsoever, to keep them from forcing the churches to either, you know, perform the marriage ceremonies, or not only losing their 501c3 status, but maybe even being charged with something. Now, it's not that way right now. I talked about that last night. When it gets that way, you know, it's going to be time. And I don't know, it's going to have to be some very strict, very serious, very staunch patriots out there to tell these people that this is not satisfactory. We won't do this. And with a large enough show of civil disobedience, maybe some of this stuff can be avoided. But without it, they're going to keep cramming it down our throats, and it's going to be too late. We've waited too long. Here's a Christian church here. Actually, they're urging other Christian churches to, apparently, let me get this thing, get where I can see it here. All right, come on. You know what? Maybe I ought to take a little break here, and maybe it'll all come to fruition here before we get done. So stay with me here, and I'll be back.
Hey, stupid people.
Enemy is approaching fast, requesting orders. General, what should we do?
There's no response from command. Or from party leader Creedy. Or from the High Chancellor.
Why are you doing this?
Because he was right.
About what?
That this country needs more than a building right now. It needs hope.
Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Inevitable. Inevitable.
Inevitable. People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist, or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We call them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now.
I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
From my cold, dead hands.
Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God you will too.
Colonized America, we will stand for tyranny. Oh, he. And it's too late to apologize. It's too late. I said it's too late to apologize. It's too late.
But we have to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism, smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we want it to maintain, and that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Colt Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, holding them heels, that is waiting for me there.
All right. We're back. I'm sorry everything's running so slowly here tonight. Having a little bit of trouble keeping up here. Let's lighten things up here a little bit. Well, let's look at this Christian church deal here real quick. It says Christian churches urged to fly the U.S. flag below their flag. Now, I don't know how many Christian churches have a flag, but evidently some of them do. But they said first it was one church, then a second joined in. Now there's an online presence and a campaign for people of faith across the nation to recognize that God comes first ahead of nation, and that means the Stars and Stripes will be accorded second place behind the Christian flag. All right. I kind of understand their point there. But the symbolism of it, I kind of understand. But God didn't have a flag. And the majority of churches that I know don't have their own flag. And what they're doing, and I'm not saying that United States code or law in any way should be more important or takes precedence over God. But I think this is kind of goofy myself. I think it's a little ridiculous. I don't think it's appropriate. I don't like it. And evidently they don't care what I like. But anyway, it says our typical flag etiquette is to have the American flag above the Christian flag. But when you stop and think about it, it should be our commitment to God first, then our commitment to country. And this was a guy in North Carolina is saying all this. So anyway, take that for what it's worth. Now, I'm going to kill that, and hopefully I won't get video pop up here and mess up what I'm fixing to do. You guys have seen, some of you may have even heard this one, but some of you have seen the guy out there. His name's Jesse Waters. Goes out and talks with people. This is a brand, it's supposed to be a brand new one. This one came out just a couple of days ago. And yeah, I played the other one here, I don't know, a year or so ago. And it was about the Revolutionary War and something. You go out and just find it. It's kind of like Jay Leno's, what do you call it? Was it Boardwalk or something? Walk, Street Walker, Leno Walks the Streets or so, whatever the hell it was. I don't remember. But it's kind of similar to that, where he just goes out and talks to people. And this one is astounding to me. It's hard to believe that. Hold on, my deal's not responding here. I'm gonna have to try this again. Stay with me. Find something to do. Go get a drink of water. And hang on here. And let's see if I can get this thing working. All right, let me refresh this. Try it one more time here, real quick. All right. And here we are. While we're waiting, I guess we could share a couple of things with you. One of them is our Battlefield Medic class coming up this weekend, 11th and 12th. I usually try not to do stuff like this on a Sunday, but I have no choice this time. And got an advanced concealed carry class on Friday, but the Battlefield Medic class will be on.
Back in the book segment tonight, Waters World, the 4th of July edition. Most Americans have had a long holiday weekend honoring the Declaration of Independence, where in 1776 we told England to basically shove it, so to speak. But how many Americans really know anything about our quest for independence? We sent Waters to Long Beach out on Long Island to find out.
What does July 4th commemorate?
It commemorates the signing of our Declaration of Independence.
Thanking, like, the people who served. Well, that's more Memorial Day. But
who did we declare our independence from?
I am not a history buff.
Europe.
You can narrow it down a little bit more.
France.
For the motherland, pretty much. America.
Britain? Yeah? Okay. I'm right.
The British?
The British. Remember the name of the king who we kicked to the curb?
King, Arthur?
King Arthur?
I don't know a lot of kings.
King... Not Tuck. I really don't pay attention a lot in history. It bores me to death.
Louis III? No, right? Must have fell asleep in that class.
King George?
Oh, yeah!
King George?
King George III. We're going to give it to you, though.
All right.
All right, this is killing me here. These people did better on this one. I mean, they're still dummies, but they did a lot better on this one than they did the Revolutionary War. Well, actually, when they asked them about several different wars, just not against about 4th of July.
Do you remember what year we declared independence?
No. 1946. No, can't be.
1973, was it?
Think about that one for a minute.
1737. Oh, there's like a jingle for it.
1776?
1776. Maybe I'm off. That's the only class I went to in school, was history class.
What was the war called where we declared our independence?
It's not the Civil War.
Not the Civil War.
The Civil War.
World War II.
It starts with R.
The Renaissance. No. Oh my God, I thought that was
not the Renaissance.
Revolutionary.
Revolutionary War.
Woo. My history teacher's gonna be really angry at me. Okay.
The general who won the Revolutionary War for America. Remember his name?
Patton. Ulysses S. Grant, maybe?
You guys are killing me.
Wasn't he a drunk or something like that?
General... I don't know.
George Washington.
Very, very...
Okay, let's continue to march here. I'm going to stop it here for a second and let it buffer and see if it's going to catch up with us. Oh, dear. Every time I try to do something fun.
Very good.
He was a good president.
Yeah?
Before my time, though.
Yeah, just a little bit. Who was the first president?
Lincoln.
Not Lincoln.
Franklin?
He's on the quarter.
I don't look at quarters.
Who signed the Declaration of Independence?
I know Ben was there. Ben Franklin was there, right?
You guys are on a first name basis?
Thomas Jefferson.
John Hancock. He's the biggest. His name's the biggest, size wise.
I'm drawing a blank there. I can't get them all right.
How many colonies were there at first?
20.
Lower.
10.
Higher.
15.
Lower.
13.
13!
All right.
How many original colonies?
13.
13?
Name one of the original colonies.
Alabama.
Oregon.
Philadelphia wasn't yet.
Well, Philadelphia was a
Ben
city.
Was there.
Yeah, Ben was there.
Arkansas.
New England.
In the East Coast.
Kentucky.
America.
America.
Massachusetts.
Jersey.
Well, we had a pretty good little run there for a little bit. But I'm going to pause this again. This is the generation that's going to take over after us. These are the ones that will come up immediately following the people that are out there now. These are the 18, 20-year-olds right in college or just got out or whatever. And these are the ones that's going to take control here if something doesn't happen.
Jersey, unfortunately.
Oh!
I'm Waters, and you're in my world right here.
Hi! You taught me a lot today.
Well, let that sink in. At least you got some right.
I made an A+ in history.
Well, I'd talk to the teacher.
All right, here's Waters. Now,
all right, we don't have to listen to the last part of that. But this goes along with something else that I was going to share with you. And I really apologize for everything running so slowly here. I usually zip through this stuff pretty quick. But we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. But there was a news story that goes along with this, and I'm going to have to cite it by memory here if I don't get... This thing, here we go, we're getting closer. And it is exactly, or at least partially, why we're having these problems and why these kids are this way. Now, of course, a lot of it is the parents and how they're raised and all of that. So give me a little bit of a break here. I'm trying to get the. Did you see this one? I'm going to try to post a picture of it while this is coming up. But there was where NASCAR told their fans to hide all the Confederate flags. There's a picture here of probably 200 Confederate flags flying there at the last race. I'm not a big race fan, but. Well, I don't know if this is going to come up, but anyway, there was another story that said that this school was lowering their standards again, lowering them once again so that more people could pass. So they're going to drop their standards just to give people a diploma. And I swear, that's another one of those things That was, Many Men Pen, it was fun. It's fun for me to watch stupid people. So I always think that's fun. Anyway, let me go down through here and see the chat room starting to come back. There we go. All right. Okay, well, things are running so slow. We're 6 minutes early here, but I'm going to have to... I just can't keep things going here well enough to keep the show running smoothly. So I think what I'm going to do here is bow out while I still can, while I can still have control of everything. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Amy will not be on tomorrow night. She's taken that time off to allow Mother Earth and I believe Concretin comes in here at that time, live. And so Amy takes a little break on Wednesday night. I will be with you at 8:30 Pacific time instead of 8 o'clock because of my Boy Scout commitment. So Wednesday night's kind of a messed up night for us. But be that as it may, this night right now is officially over. Good night.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.
Okay, things are running slow. I'm going to get the archives going. It's going to take me just a minute. Don't give up hope. If you're one that sticks around and listens to the latest archives, we'll just hang in there because we'll be on here in just a minute. All right, now the 32 should be starting here just momentarily. And it looks like we have Concretin show from, where'd that come from? January 27th? Okay, well, old show for whatever reason. All right, here it goes. The 32 is coming up. R-A-T, rat. Well, just hang in there.